Welcome to Women's Wellness Podcast with Lucy Catine. We are tackling mommy stress one wellness practice at a time. We provide listeners with wellness and coping strategies as we navigate our daily lives. Together, we will elevate with a holistic, healing, and empowering approach to our bliss. Today, I have a very special guest, Miss Greta Wyeth, a nationally certified and ST certified Pilates teacher, is rooted in science and dedicated to the interrelatedness of form and function in the human body. She is here to teach us all about how we are able to cultivate healthy body movement that will promote our strength, balance, and alignment. And I'm so excited because I myself want to learn so much from you, Greta. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling today?
Oh, thank you. I am feeling very good. Thank you.
And thank you for being here. I do practice yoga and Pilates as well. I do prefer Pilates more because I feel like it's more, there's more movement and just more like diversity, I feel. So mm-hmm. I am curious to know and learn so much more from you today because I kind of didn't know about the science part of it. And, you know, just so many things I'm really curious about. I do want to first start with asking you, why is it important for us to have movement patterns in our, whether, you know, just in our daily lives in general?
Right. Well, our bodies tend to be really good at surviving. And I also am really interested and excited about talking about healthy movement patterns because I feel like we as women and people in general tend to get into patterns of movement in our bodies that maybe at the time are really serving us very well, but over time, sometimes those patterns of movement can create imbalances. Maybe one muscle gets to be a little bit stronger than another muscle. And then over time, it can end up causing pain or injury. And so those patterns, we kind of get stuck in these patterns of movement that maybe used to be helpful, but are no longer helpful. And so Pilates, I think, is one way that we can kind of help to reset our body and kind of reset some of those patterns of movement.
Awesome. I love that. Now, you did say there are, you know, certain patterns that we have that are not healthy for us. What does that look like? Can you give us some examples?
Oh, totally. So actually this morning I was just working with someone who had very tight hip flexors. He was a runner and he was suffering from a great deal of pain in his hips and in his hip flexors, in part because he was kind of running without supporting himself. And so he and I worked on a pattern of movement where we had him engage his core, his glutes and his hamstrings in one sequence after another, and trying to get him out of the pattern of using his hip flexors to stabilize his pelvis and to help him run, and have him remember how to use his big glutes in the back of his body to help him push his body forward through the world. And so that's an example of an unhealthy movement pattern, kind of tightening mm-hmm. your hip flexors to help you go forward. And a healthy movement pattern might be to use your core and your glutes to help push you forward instead.
Wow. That. Now, I do, there are a lot of people who suffer from back pain, back injury, whether it be back injury or just, you know, just born that way. To advise that someone with back pain or back issues practice Pilates, would that be helpful?
Absolutely, 100%. I specifically teach a sort of rehab style of Pilates, and back pain is the most common thing that I see when with my clients. One thing that I think that women in particular really don't maybe hear from their healthcare professionals or understand is that back pain can actually be caused by a lack of support in the core. And by the core, I really mean the not just the abdominal muscles, not like the six-pack muscles, right? Mm-hmm. But by the core, I mean the transverse abdominis, that's the muscle that's like deep most inside of the abdomen, and the diaphragm and the pelvic floor, all of those help to stabilize the back. And so when we get back pain, oftentimes what it is a weakness in one or more of those core stabilizers.
Wow, that is fascinating because usually, you know, it deters them from yoga, from Pilates, because they're like, well, I have back, I shouldn't practice these movements because I don't know how that's going to impact. But what you're saying, it actually impacts it in a positive, healthy way.
Yeah. Like think about it like this. So the way that your body works is that your body has this little sort of almost like a soda can or a box under pressure inside of your abdomen. So the muscles of your core, the muscles of your tummy muscles, your diaphragm, and your pelvic floor, along with your back, kind of create this structure with fluid inside, and the fluid is kind of under pressure. And so when you're force, when you're exercising and that pressure increases, if you have a weakness, like let's say you have a weak back muscle or even a weak pelvic floor, that box no longer becomes supportive to your spine. That under pressure area no longer becomes supportive to your spine. And so then bulging discs or pulled muscles. And that's essentially because you're not able to hold on to that area under pressure, that fluid filled area that's under pressure when you're exercising.
Wow. That is fascinating. I love that. Yeah. Now, how does movement impact our mood and our mental health? Can we talk about that?
Oh, sure. I mean, so one of the things that Pilates is really good about is the idea that you can really kind of sink into this place where you have the ability to really focus on the small, intricate movements of how your body is moving. And that, along with breath, really helps you to turn inwards. And that focus, that opportunity to just concentrate on your own body movement really brings you to this place that, I mean, I think a lot of people call it mindfulness. Mm-hmm. And really what it is it's just a place where you have one small thing to focus on. And that small thing to focus on is within you, and you have control over it, but you also can observe it. And I think that really tends to center people. And of course, you know, exercise is in general a mood booster as well.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because you're moving your body, just the movements, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All of that adrenaline getting released and all of the stress hormones getting broken down. That's part and parcel of the movement.
Absolutely. I love that. And it helps me. I Pilates, I love so much. I definitely would encourage it. Anyone, you know, it looks difficult, but you know, you can go at your own pace, and that's what I love about it too. And sometimes you can sit it out if, you know, if you feel like it's something that's too difficult for you or you're not comfortable with, you can always, you know, sit it out and wait for the next move.
There's always modifications that you can do. So like if you feel like you can't do a particular move or a particular exercise, then you could always ask your instructor for modifications or props. I sometimes, like if it's a mat class, for example, and I have clients who are trying to reach over and touch their toes while sitting on the ground, sometimes, again, some of them are like, oh, my hip flexors are way too tight, I can't do this. And so then we, you know, you can sit them up on a box or you can have them open their legs wide so that they can reach forward without gripping in their hip flexors. There's always stuff that you can do to modify. And movement is so helpful because our bodies use movement to help circulation through the bodies. And so it doesn't just affect the muscles. It affects the fluid flow through the body, the nutrient flow through the body, the fascia of the body, which is part of the immune system. So it affects so many things.
Yeah, I do agree with that. That's really great. Now, you do talk about the pelvic floor a lot in your practice. Can you explain a little bit more on how that affects our well-being in the science that supports that?
Sure. So the pelvic floor is an essential stabilizer, and it's the bottom of that core, the bottom of that box under pressure. So going back to that image, if you think of your core as like a six-sided box, the back of the box is the muscles of your spine. The sides of the box are your obliques. The front of the block of the box is the transverse. And then the top of the box is the diaphragm. The bottom is this pelvic floor. And it creates something called a pseudo hydrostatic skeleton, which basically means that it's kind of like a skeleton in that it supports things and holds things together. But it's based, a skeleton based on water pressure. And that's what you have inside your abdomen. And so this type of support isn't rigid. It adjusts and moves with each movement or breath. And it is working all the time to support you. So your pelvic floor is important because it's part of that stabilizer. It's part of that hydrostatic skeleton within your body, and you can't move without a stable core.
Right. Wow. And how do we take care of it? How do we stabilize it?
So floor exercises kind of encompass a huge amount of exercises. And another reason why I love Pilates is because a lot of exercises in Pilates incorporate some of that pelvic floor engagement. Mm-hmm. And one, I, as a teacher, know that you're using your pelvic floor when you're exercising is that I look for something called co-contractors. So co-contractors are two muscles that work together all the time. They're like one and then the other one goes on right away. So the pelvic floor has co-contractors called the adductors or the inner thighs, and the transversus abdominis, which is kind of the deepmost layer of the core. And so if I see those two muscles on, I know for sure that your pelvic floor muscles are working, even if I can't see them.
Wow.
Yeah. So for example, doing a plank and engaging your inner thighs, kind of squeezing your legs together a little bit while doing a plank, you're using your pelvic floor at that moment. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Like things that you don't really think about and how it's supporting so much of our physical and mental state. And yeah, this is really, it's been fascinating. A lot of great information to process and to go through, but it's so important. Like things that we don't think about and how it could be affecting our daily lives and just something to be aware of. So I do appreciate all of this information. Please do share with our audience where we can find you, how we can reach you for your services and things like that.
Sure. So I have a website called stillpointmovement.com. And on my website is all of my contact information. But in addition to that, I also have a course. It's a small 35-minute class on the pelvic floor. It comes with a lot of education and knowledge about the pelvic floor. And it comes with a lot of exercises about the pelvic floor. And part of the reason why I made that course is because I really believe that by learning about the pelvic floor, by educating yourself and learning the language of science, you can really start to advocate for your own health, for your own care, and also you can help the whole, the community as a whole by kind of leveling up the level of pelvic floor care that all women get.
I love that. Perfect. Yeah. So this is where we can find you. And definitely for those of you that are listening, do check her out. This is really powerful stuff. Thank you so much, Greta, for coming on and sharing this information with us. It definitely has helped me, and I will continue my Pilates practice for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And to my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Until the next time, be well. Please do check us out on our Instagram page. It's luce.inspiration. That's luce.inspiration. Until the next time, sending you all so, so much love.